So these two verses are very important for our movement. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness must be guided by the desire of Srila Prabhupada, which is explicitly expressed in the purports. There are many things which become abnormal and we witness in our movement. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been described as he is the malakar, the gardener. The garden is of devotional service, and the fruits of devotional service is said to be the love of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada expressed that love of Godhead can be experienced according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings in Sikshashtakam. Yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravrishaitam. The feeling all vacant in the world, even though we are surrounded by so many devotees, yet feeling vacancy of Lord Krishna. Vacancy of Lord Krishna. One must not artificially, try to create a situation that he has already acquired the love of Godhead. No. Even in great traditions, both India as well as, that is Vedic tradition as well as some in Christianity also, long for this kind of intimate association with the Lord as the product of devotion. Love of Godhead is very distinctly expressed. The highest rasa of the gopis, gopi bhav, was expressed in separation. And here also the same subject is expressed. The same subject, separation. One must feel the extensive separation, as if you have been thrown away far, far from the jurisdiction of time, and became so desperate as if Krishna is not going to be available. That kind of readiness the devotee has to be feeling. It's called exasperation. Completely dejected, depressed. It's a position of complete separation, but it is the highest form of ecstasy for the Lord. And he will dance jubilantly in front of the devotee as if he is joking. No. He is the malakar, he is the gardener of the devotion, and he is the enjoyer of the fruit of devotion. Krishna became autocratic when he left the gopis in the midst of rasa dance, disappeared, because mistakenly they thought, each of them, all the gopis thought that, oh, Krishna is dancing with me alone, but they did not understand the majestic aspect of his becoming eko bahushyam. One becomes into many. So, majestic aspect interferes in love of God. But Krishna got defeated there. in pure devotion, and the fructification of that pure devotion is love of Godhead, where is the majesty is going to come in to interfere? But Krishna nonetheless showed that majestic aspect of his disappearance amongst them. So they were completely thrown into the non-existent situation called separation. Separation is felt by the devotee, but it is not felt by the Supreme Lord. He enjoys this state, and the devotee must suffer for the sake of love of Godhead. Similarly, we see the example of Vasudeva and Devaki. For three yugas, they hankered for the Lord to come as their son, so they can enjoy the childhood pastimes. That was the only desires. And these childhood pastimes are enacted in the eternal realm of Gokula. And they were longing. But how much sacrifice they had to do. In the first millennium, there was Vrishni and Sutapa. Our Sutapa is absent somewhere. Anyway, Vrishni and Sutapa and Hiranyagarbha appeared as their son, but he was so busy to execute the rescue of the Vedas and re-establish the principles of religion. So even though the Lord appears as their son just for the name's sake, could not enjoy the childhood pastimes. So they decided, we will go for another yuga and becoming more austere. Austere means it's a physical tolerance of such an extreme. And there they became Kashyap and Aditi. And Vamandev appeared as the young son, but he was a brahmachari and he asked, please take me immediately to the sacrifice arena of Bali. I want to go and cheat him. So he said, yes, my Lord. They know he is Krishna, he is the Lord, but the Lord is requesting to foil their desire again. So they prepared him, they took him to Bali Maharaj's, and he exhibited the wonderful Trivikram pastimes. In three steps, he took over everything Bali had, just to help the demigods to regain their kingdom. So again, the childhood pastimes were unable to be witnessed. Nobody can claim that, oh, Vamandev is a childhood pastime of Krishna. No. He's an avatar. But they wanted the Lord himself to come and perform the exquisite pastimes of Gokula right in front of them. So in this Dwapara Yuga, Vasudeva and Devaki, the same personalities, the same wanted to exhibit their desire. So Krishna came, not to fulfill this time also. He appeared in the jail of Kamsa in front of Devaki and Vasudeva, in the form of 400 Narayan. And they started rebuking as if they were not pleased. My dear Lord, we know you. Why did you appear? We wanted the child. Then what happened? Okay, if you want me to perform childhood pastime, how should I perform in the jail? Who would witness? Vasudeva, better you take me out from here. Go to Gokula, exchange me with the daughter born of Nandan Yashoda. And it means you will not be going to witness the childhood pastime again in this millennium. Three millenniums. The Lord was enjoying all the while they were suffering. Their desires were not being fulfilled. Right? But none the way. They never complained about it. But Sanatan Goswami was very compassionate. He was seeing the sufferings of Vasudeva and Devaki, that they were again unable to witness the childhood pastimes because they were performed in front of Nandan Yashoda. So Krishna has to come and rescue them after killing Kansa, and then they were happily, they were not happy because they were unable to witness the childhood pastimes. So Sanatan Goswami said, while in Dwarka, Devaki is expressing this desire. Then my dear Krishna, can you have pity on me? I was unable to witness the pastimes. Can you show me again? I know you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and you can fulfill my desires. So Krishna said, why not? As if he is joking. Call Balaram. Balaram, come and let us start enacting the same pastimes we did it in Gokula. Mother wants to witness. Balaram says, okay. So he created the whole atmosphere on the seashore of New Vrindavan. The concept of New Vrindavan comes from here. You know, Prabhupada wanted, you know, that similarly with our sacrifice. Now, sacrifice does not know limits. Right? Then where is the question of enjoying ourselves so much of love of Godhead? It's not a cheap thing. Krishna and Balaram fulfill the desire of Devaki by seemingly artificially creating New Vrindavan and showing exactly the same pastimes. So even though we have no access to love of Godhead straightforward, easy, just like simply we do the chanting, but we never feel such intense separation. Not yet. At least the desire of continuing the New Vrindavan concept will be available. So Srila Prabhupada wanted New Vrindavan atmosphere, not New Vrindavan of West Virginia atmosphere, but of Sanatana Goswami's. I'm coming from there. I used to be there. Anyway, the idea is that love of Godhead is not a cheap thing. It cannot be artificially created or thought immaturely. One has to go through grueling exercise of separation. So, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ultimate enjoyer of the fruit of the garden of bhakti because he is the gardener. He owns the garden. We are in his movement and Prabhupada had this desire. He created his ISKCON for experiencing love of Godhead. Hmm? It is a long journey, but nonetheless, if we chant, dance, and take prasadam, these three things were the only criteria for everybody and anybody to develop love of Godhead, because it gives access to the process. It gives access. Krishna tried to play tricks with gopis, but he failed in front of them. He had to appear and accept the defeat. All right. He said, I cannot repay for the love that you have exhibited for my sake. One can perform the austerity for long, long years. That is physical. But one who sacrifices everything that is taken to the material body, even the subtle perfections that in relationship with so many fellow devotees, the gopis were having so many different kinds of relationships, but they forsake everything. They forsake the status. They forsake the punishment even. Because nobody was happy when the gopis would go in the dead of night simply by the call of the flute. But yet, the intensity of love that they exhibited, it is unparalleled. So Krishna is enacting these pastimes just to glorify of that level of the highest expression of love of Godhead, and where he gets defeated. So, nonetheless, Gopi never debunked that, oh, now you lost, therefore we should become the enjoyer. No. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are all your expansions. We have no right to claim to be enjoyer. Enjoyer is called Bhokta. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvam shantim richati. The real enjoyer. Therefore the term of an enjoyer is called Purusha. We are struggling with the material nature. Purushaha prakriti sthopi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sadasadyoni janmashu. We are associating with the modes of material nature. And we are being cheated in every experience of our sensual pleasure that we try to seek. We are being cheated. And we cannot come out from this unless we take the transcendental process of chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, if Krishna is the only enjoyer, why should we compete? We cannot compete with him. Rather, we should try to make Krishna happy. Sansiddhim haritoshanam. Therefore, a system of varnasham is given to us. That we should try to execute the desire of the Lord by following varnasham system. The Lord has explicitly expressed these desires. To become a prajapati is also to fulfill the desire of the Lord, what to speak, but never try to imitate as the enjoyer. That is a false Purusha. And false Purusha, that's a Papa Purusha. And he can be curbed. His activities can be curbed if we fast on Ekadashi. That is the significance of Ekadashi. The Papa Purusha has to be subdued. In other words, the yogis would say, okay, subdue. Control the senses. Control the mind. Yama and Niyama. Yama means control the mind. Niyama means control the senses. Become regulative. The regulative principles of liberation are there. Now, where is the question of love of Godhead? If we are struggling on this physical and mental level, so the real readiness to obtain love of Godhead is far-fetched. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki jai, Shri Shri Gornitai ki jai. So the position of common man in the Kali Yuga has been completely disqualified. But yet, Krishna came in form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to deliver his own holy name to purify our material existence, to remain in the spiritual transcendental mode. And that can be supported by Lord Krishna's desire. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dradavrata namasyantyascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Nitya means what? It's an eternal activity. Chanting, dancing and taking prasadam is an eternal activity. And Prabhupada instituted only these three things. Here it is expressed in the purport by Srila Prabhupada that this attitude of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very important for the persons engaged in the Hare Krishna movement of Krishna consciousness. In every center of our institution, ISKCON, we have arranged for a love feast every Sunday. Today is Sunday. Good. And when we actually see people come to our center, chant, dance and take prasadam, become jubilant and purchase books, we know that certainly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present in such transcendental activities. Prabhupada wanted that nobody should go hungry in 10-mile radius. But he says that they should come to our center and take prasadam, chant with the devotees, dance in ecstasy, take sumptuous prasadam, and then purchase books. This is the importance. They will read the books. The books are very potent. They are the basis of Krishna consciousness. It's not that I can preach and make devotees. No, the books will do the job. Don't take the credit in between. The books will do the job. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be very pleased by this activity. Don't open Akshay Patras everywhere and go out of 10-mile radius and not to bring anybody back to the temple. No. It's not Srila Prabhupada's program. There are big arguments between Jayadeva Swami taught it's the food for death. And on the statement here, we can say yes. We are not supposed to go out of the temple. Rather, try to bring them to the temple. and give them prasad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada say, we know that certainly Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always present in such transcendental activities and he is very pleased and satisfied. The other activities will bring nothing but court cases. And that is going on. Alright? Therefore, the members of ISKCON must increase this movement more and more. This movement has to be increased. Not Akshay Patra. It's not the movement of Prabhupada. According to the principles that we are presently trying to execute, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, thus being pleased, will smilingly glance upon them, bestowing his favor, and the movement will be successful. Plain and simple. These are the expressed desires of Srila Prabhupada, expressed desires of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in the second verse, it is more explained with a very definitive answer. The great gardener, Lord Chaitanya, personally eats this fruit, not you or me. We eat only prasadam. Right? But the love of Godhead is tasted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only. And as a result, he constantly remains mad, transcendently mad, as if he is helpless and bewildered. One becomes helpless and bewildered in intense separation. And that is the situation, that is the position of love of Godhead. One who feels the intense separation from the Lord, not from anybody, but from the Lord. As I said, that in other tradition also, this situation is there. It was somewhat, not exactly, described in the letters of Mother Teresa. Because she was Samhanada in Nadia district, must have been blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In monastic life of Christianity, these things are acknowledged. She wrote about 16 letters to her mentor, expressing the total void in her life. He said, I am an imposter. How can I instill faith on Jesus to others when I don't have anymore? I am in a dark tunnel. They call it dark tunnel of void. And the mentor is supposed to satisfy them. No wonder she was given sainthood, after she left the body. Or was she alive at that time? No, after. So, these letters, she told, do not publish it. But they are example of expressing the separation from the Lord. At some stage, I'm not taking it totally, she was a very devoted, or just like in our tradition. But nonetheless, there was a treatise came out in public, and I think even in newspapers of the world. And she was expressing similarly, yuga itam nimishena, a desperation due to separation, that she would tell in her terms that she lost total faith. She doesn't have faith on Jesus. Now, what the faith term connotes, it's a bewildering thing. You know, at such an advanced stage when a person is expressing the thoughts of completely antagonistic, then what is required in the beginning to become a so-called faithful follower in Christianity, you know, how come this is completely opposite, diametrically opposed? So certain features that we try to understand that yes, it, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved this. This is the process of intense separation. And when one becomes bewildered, even mad, do we have to understand that we have our own mind in our control? We are told to control our mind and senses, aren't we? But yet, when the bewilderment due to separation will come, then we will become helpless. Mind totally devoted to Krishna, right, means devoted not to anything else. And in devoted to Krishna alone, then if Krishna is not present before us, then what will be the situation? Are we ready for that? No. So in the maturity of the devotional service, we try to learn so many things in order to make sure that love of Godhead, even though we have not reached to the highest, but it will give a glimpse. And we have to keep our intelligence sharp in discrimination, otherwise we'll be baffled again. Because Sat Ekam, Absolute Truth is one. And we belong to Lord Krishna. Krishna does not belong to us. So we have to act on His term, not we have to impose our terms to Him. Gopis never tried to impose their terms on Krishna. So the idea is that it is the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to act Himself and teach people. Apani acharite sikhailo bhagavad dharma. We have to teach by our own example. So at what extent are we, you know, doing it? Are we developing, are we advancing in Krishna consciousness? What are the parameters to see that? And Prabhupada said, yes, you can check your own advancement. Check it out. Always remain alert. Krishna consciousness is a progressive path towards experiencing love of Godhead. It's not an instant thing. If it comes as instant, understand that we are not sensitive to the issue or the principle that has been described here. Rather, we become sentimental and we can also start rolling on the grounds. Many Bengalis do. There. I know in mid-90s, we used to see one Mataji, maybe a life member or so, because she was living in this Lotus building of Mayapur, and it was a life membership building at that time. Now it is not. But she would always cry, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. All the time, sitting on the steps of the staircase there. Nobody would, you know, pay attention. But then she disappeared. After a few years, she stopped coming. people in certain sampradayas, not sampradayas, pseudo sampradayas in Vaishnava, they do imitate. And Prabhupada warns us, never try to imitate artificially. Many a times, if you have seen, in Indian community, the other temples also, Shiva temple or any temple. One time, I traveled with my GBC in 1978 to Guyana, you know, and we were supposed to do kirtan, right? As soon as we started kirtan, one Mataji stood up and started doing all the different caricatures of she's in samadhi. The GBC then tell the people to throw her out. Tell the people to throw her out. She's disturbing. And they took her out, and she was all right. This is the position. People become very sentimental and taken over by so-called impure bhavas to imitate. But these bhavas are not described. Sattviki bhava, Prabhupada always describes this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had the symptoms in mode of goodness. Nobody puts up a passionate or one in ignorance, all the bhavas. Just like three types of faith are there. So similarly, in those faith, those bhavas arise. Does it mean that this is love of Godhead? When faith is tainted with the three modes of material nature, and one tries to imitate the ecstasy, not knowing, even unknowingly, because of sentiments. They'll be ignorant about what is happening to them. And people even believe, oh, you got possessed by the Mata itself. And generally in Navratri time, this happens. They are overexcited, means they lose the control of their mind and they started behaving erratically. So these kinds of imitative aspect of bhavas are very detrimental. Because they are tainted with the three modes of material nature. But sattviki bhava is to be understood in a different way. Now, this sattva is Vishuddha sattva. The platform of transcendence. Lord Shiva tells to Parvati, sattvam vishuddham vasudeva shabditam. Vasudeva is the state where one experiencing the total presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. So Vasudeva is a state of existence. It's a speck pure existence where Krishna stays. Krishna lives in that. Krishna is not available in mode of ignorance, not in passion, not in mode of goodness even. But we have to at least act as long as we are in bodily conception of life, adapt to the mode of goodness, and then follow the principles of devotion that is transcendental in nature. So in this way, this system is praised. How did Krishna appear when he came as he is, as son of Vasudeva and Devaki? So according to the system that Lord Shiva shows, That state of existence of pure goodness is called Vasudev state. Right? So, Vasudev himself became speck pure after the seventh embryo was transferred from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb, right? There it is said Vasudev became completely in a transcendental status. It's called, and Krishna appeared in his heart as he is. Now, Krishna was transformed from Vasudeva's heart into Devaki's heart by initiation. So that state of existence of Vasudeva where Krishna really appeared in the heart. And it was transferred through the initiation. Initiation is not cheap. When the spiritual master desires that he is anxious to go back home, back to Godhead, and initiation is required, he has to transfer the Lord within his heart into the heart of the aspiring devotee. He transferred, Vasudev transferred the Lord in his heart into the heart of Devaki by initiation. So Devaki became very, very brilliantly effulgent. And the demigods started interpreting. They say, oh, now it is time. Krishna has taken residence in the womb of Devaki. Krishna was in her heart, not in her womb. But the demigods, because of bodily conception, want the Lord. So they understood that it is in the womb. So they came and praised her good fortune, prayed for the Lord to make it fast. All right? When they left, Krishna wanted to fulfill them. So he came just to test. He came in the Kshirodakshayi form of Vishnu, standing with Shankha Chakra Gada Padma, and started addressing, here I am to fulfill your desire. I said, we know you. We didn't call you. This is not the form. You are coming with the weapon just to fight here. We want the original form, the 200, but in the childhood, start for your leela from that point. Then they said, you have to transfer me. So, the readiness, even though Vishnu is present in the form, it's a transcendental form, but still the devotee does not accept him. The one is hankering for the original form in two-handed. Right? So, readiness through intelligence. It is very difficult for us to understand three Vishnus. Right? What to speak of, Krishna is above him. And when you go in front, those who are not knowing, they always confront. Oh, Krishna came from Vishnu. But then we say, Vishnu came from Krishna. There we go. Unending dispute it will be there. No. Resolve through our discrimination. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita becomes the standard for our becoming, lawyers in defense of Krishna. This is the standard. That here is the bona fide literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, quote it and defend it. So, one has to become a real teacher. This is the function of a real teacher. Unless one is able to understand the philosophy that he speaks, it will not be effective. One has to come to the point of realization. The books give us knowledge, but when we practice it, when we accept it and implement in our lives, make it the only resolute weapon in Krishna consciousness, then we can defeat everybody by arguments. We practice, so we get advancement, and that will become effective. Therefore, one should not only understand the philosophy of Chaitanya cult, but also implement it practically in one's life. While chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes fainted and remained unconscious for many hours. The samadhi does not require a sitting posture. Simply by chanting and dancing, if one is in tune with mind, body and words, only Krishna, then ecstasy will be coming. That is called sthita pragya, one who is established with a confirmation in his intelligence. Established in confirmation. This confirmation, Arjuna is asking, sthita pragyasya ka bhasha, samadhisthasya keshava, sthitadhim kim prabhaseta, kim asit, kim vrajeta kim. The one who is Krishna consciousness, how does he call to be Krishna consciousness? What is the definition? Right? How does he speak? And when he is in transcendental or trans samadhi, how does he act? How does he walk? And how does he talk? He wanted to know the symptoms. Now, how could we say, according to the question of Arjuna to Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's behavior? When he says, Kim Asit means, how does he sit? And Vrajet means, how does he walk? The samadhi is a state of existence where sama means equal, dhi means intelligence. The Krishna conscious intelligence should be geared on absolute truth. And when we are in different conception of the absolute truth or mixed up hodgepodge, Hinduism, there is no absolute truth, then how is it possible to get samadhi? How does impersonalist will get samadhi? How does Mayavadi will get samadhi? How does the so-called samadhi of the yogis will come into when their dharana or conception is wrong, not geared on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, then how it will come? It will never come. So, the definition of samadhi is in Krishna consciousness. One is 100% Krishna conscious. Therefore, Krishna says, then, my devotee, satatam kirtayanto, mam, he performs the kirtan of my name, my glories. Srila Prabhupada, in Juhu temple, when it was under construction, would take morning walk on the beach, and Dr. Patel would come and give him company, and then Prabhupada liked him just to smash him because he was a Mayavadi. But Prabhupada treated him very friendly. So there are so many intimate conversations recorded. So this particular time, he meets in the morning hours on the Juhu beach, walking, strolling. He brought few friends of him along with and introduced to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, they are also Krishna bhaktas. And Prabhupada understood. He said, what kind of Krishna bhaktas are they? What kind of Krishna bhaktas are there? And nobody could answer. Even Dr. Patel did not answer. So Prabhupada took up this opportunity. He quotes this verse, Satatam. See, Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, it is not my telling, but I will tell what Krishna tells. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita that my devotee is always engaged in chanting my glories. Satatam kirtayanto mam. Yatantascha dradavata. He has fixed mind in practice of chanting. That he will never give up the holy name. Dradavrata means he is so determined to keep on chanting. Namasyantascha mam bhaktya. He will worship me and pay obeisance to me and me alone. Nitya yukta upasate. He will always keep himself engaged in this sadhana. And this could not understand. So Srila Prabhupada, see, I'm not telling my disciples to chant Prabhupada Krishna, Prabhupada Krishna. Krishna says my kirtan, not Prabhupada's kirtan. Why do you mix two? It means they were Swaminarayans. They say, Swaminarayan, Swaminarayan. Why can't they chant only Narayan? Narayan's opinion is chant his name. Why do we interject Swami's name? This is Mayavadi. They could not answer a bit. Why they accept Swami and Narayan, Swami Narayan? Principally, Krishna is teaching. Why do we have to go against it? Chant Narayan, Namo Narayan, Narayan, Om Narayanay Namaha. This is the standard practice of glorifying the holy name. Even in Ramanuja Sampradaya, Madhva Sampradaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought the same. We are supposed to gain the spiritual potency from the spiritual name, the holy name of the Lord alone and nobody else. What is this Sai Ram? Sai Krishna? What is this Sai? The word Sai is an aberration on Swami. Swami is called Sai. Just like Goswami became Gosai. Right? Now why do we have to put that name? Prabhupada was unable to tolerate on the same principle. Bhaja Nitai Gaur Radhe Shyam Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Why don't you japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So the potency will be diluted because it is interjected. And Haridas Thakur in Harinam Chintamani says this is the Varna Vyavadhan. Varna Vyavadhan means an interference of other syllables, unnecessary syllables. So they won't yield spiritual potency. Everything is systematically described. And we have to be very, very confirmed. So this is the position. Otherwise, we will not be able to achieve the desired goal of life. This process is going to be matured. Srila Prabhupada, not out of prejudice that he tells this, but because it is deviating from the principle, Kirtan means kirtigan. To chant the glories of the Lord. The glories are invested in His holy name. There is no difference between the holy name and the glories. That is a unison situation. So therefore we have to take the holy name in the prescribed way. We can't manufacture. There was an imposter when our movement started getting popular in India. I'm talking in 70s. One guy from Gujarat started another similar imitative mantra. Hare soham, hare soham, 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 hare hare. Hare Mohan, hare Mohan, 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 hare hare. It never got its footing much. You know, but he was advertising in the newspaper and everywhere. That's correct. So the idea is that the holy name is invested, has all his point. Nama nama kari bahudhani cha sarva shaktis. All the potencies of Lord Krishna are invested in all of his names. But then why are we chanting only Hare Krishna Mahamantra? We have to understand the efficacy of the holy name. Haridas Thakur says there are two types of names. One is in pertinence of the creation of the material world by the Lord. The Lord is glorified by those names. And another is his own personal names where he has been expressing exclusive love of Godhead. So, those names in connection with the material creation, sustenance or dissolution, these are secondary names. They show the majestic aspect of the Lord only. But loving aspect is expressed by his personal name as he was called in Vrindavan. So therefore, they are primary names, and Krishna, Rama are the primary names. And we pray to Radharani, Hara, she is Krishna's internal potency. And she is from Vrindavan, not from anywhere else. So the highest ecstasy of love of Godhead can be achieved through this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and not any other mantra. So in this way, one has to endeavor. This is not prayas. This is not an effort. Even though we say we have to try to do. But this comes from the heart, not from mind or intelligence either. To chant the holy name or to taste the even shadow expression of love of Godhead, which is coming through our sentiments, it is perverted reflection, but the perverted reflection depends upon the original. Therefore, we have to clear. And who has the potency to clear? The holy name alone. So in this way, we have to come for a resolute determination. Why am I chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? So all the significance will be revealed by the holy name alone. Why we are supposed to protect ourselves not to offend the holy name? We are told only 10 offenses, but all the 10 offenses are on the holy name, even though we are applying to somebody else. Like spiritual master, other devotees, thinking this way, that way, understanding this way, that way, keep on doing or committing sinful activities even on the strength of the holy name. But every offense is being taken by the holy name itself. Holy name personified is Krishna. So in this way, we have to protect ourselves not to commit any offense. One should not artificially imitate the stage of eating the fruit of love of Godhead as exhibited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can get prasadam of that love of Godhead, remnants. But let the Lord enjoy first. He is the bhokta. Let Lord enjoy our devotional service. It is for His satisfaction. Whatever we do, it is for His satisfaction. If one is serious and sincerely follows the regulative principles and chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the time will come when these symptoms will appear. Tears will fill his eyes. He will be unable to chant distinctly the Mahamantra. And his heart will throb in ecstasy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one should not imitate this, but a devotee should long for the day to come when such symptoms of trance will automatically appear in his body. Why it is automatically? You have been working so hard, negating your mind's demand or senses' demand, and think positively to support all that you do, defeat others in philosophy by your personal application and realization of Krishna conscious philosophy. Is it not so much to do? But that says love of Godhead will automatically appear. We are doing so much and yet it is going to appear automatically. So why can't we wait and let it appear automatically? If you don't want to wait, then do something. And that is not considered to be an prayas. Otherwise, prayas is obstacle in development of devotional service. Either it is jnana prayas or karma prayas. Try to study, master. I want to remember each and everything, and then argue. I'll be sharp. Where is the quotation? I will ask anybody, where did you get this? Because I don't know. I want to know, you know or not. That's the thing goes on. Counteracting the statements. Unfortunately, it happened in Prabhupada Disciple Conference. And some subjects were discussed, and then there were back and forth arguments by so many. It becomes so much messy that everybody has to abandon that conference in Pamho. This is what happens. Person has to withdraw from participating in such conferences. It's not only boring, But you don't want to hear the blasphemy and arguments. It means they are talking in terms of philosophy. A philosopher is not a philosopher who is going to be agreeable with others. That's Prabhupada's definition. Who told you to become philosopher by studying these shastras? Instead of enriching ourselves in our commitment or resolve to progress in devotion, the arguments and chopping down somebody's idea or thought because it is not substantiated by Shastra and this, and they end up in quarreling. Yes, it happened, and they have to turn off. Enough is enough, Prabhu. Nobody's progressing any headway out, you know. So, there are all different experiences we will face. We are the one who witnessed the experience as a soul, and we have to remain totally in confidential fidelity with our Guru and Krishna in the heart. So Guru Krishna Prasadipaya Bhakti Lata Bij. So therefore the beneficiary is Guru and Krishna and not ourselves. So serve them diligently. And let the progressive aspect of our devotion grow. It will mature. And we should offer that love of Godhead to Krishna first. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and then taste as a remnant only. That is the way to obtain love of Godhead. Oh, know that. Once I will know, I will be in love of Godhead and I'll forget the God, but I'll be saturated with all the fruits of my devotion. No, that is not the process. So anyway, anybody has any question?